quicker. Red hair appeared around the edges of his Mets baseball cap. "Is there a doctor here?" he called to her as she ran up. "I'm Dr. Carter," she said. The rain fell in heavy drops, pounding her head and shoulders. The red-haired man frowned at her. She was wearing cut-off jeans and a tank top. She had a stethoscope over her shoulder, the bell already rusted from the salt air.
"Ed Regis, we've got a very sick man here, doctor."
"Then you better take him to San Jose," she said. San Jose was the capital, just 20 minutes away by air.
"We would, but we can't get over the mountains in this weather. You have to treat him here."
Bobby trotted alongside the injured man as they carried him to the clinic. He was a kid, no older than 18. Lifting away the blood-soaked shirt, she saw a big slashing rip along his shoulder and another on the leg.
"What happened to him?"
"Construction accident," Ed shouted. "He fell. One of the backhoes ran over him."
The kid was pale, shivering, unconscious. Manuel stood by the bright green door of the clinic, waving his arm. The men brought the body through and set it on the table in the center of the room. Manuel started an intravenous line, and Bobby swung the light over the kid and bent to examine the wounds. Immediately, she could see that it did not look good. The kid would almost certainly die. A big, tearing laceration ran from his shoulder down his torso. At the edge of the wound, the flesh was shredded. At the center, the shoulder was dislocated, pale bones exposed. A second slash cut through the heavy muscles of the thigh, deep enough to reveal the pulse of the femoral artery below. Her first impression was that his leg had been ripped open.
"Tell me again about this injury," she said.
"I didn't see it," Ed said. "They say the backhoe dragged him."
"Because it almost looks as if he was mauled," Bobby Carter said, probing the wound. Like most emergency room physicians, she could remember in detail patients she had seen even years before. She had seen two maulings. One was a 2-year-old child who had been attacked by a Rottweiler dog. The other was a drunken circus attendant who had had an encounter with a Bengal tiger. Both injuries were similar. There was a characteristic look to an animal attack.
"Mauled," Ed said.
"No, no, it was a backhoe, believe me."
Ed licked his lips as he spoke. He was edgy, acting as if he had done something wrong. Bobby wondered why. If they were using inexperienced local workmen on the resort construction, they must have accidents all the time. Manuel said,
"Do you want lavage?"
"Yes," she said, "after you block him." She bent lower, probed the wound with her fingertips. If an earth mover had rolled over him, dirt would be forced deep into the wound, but there wasn't any dirt. Just a slippery, slimy foam. And the wound had a strange odor, a kind of rotten stench, a smell of death and decay. She had never smelled anything like it before.
"How long ago did this happen?"
"An hour." Again, she noticed how tense Ed Regis was. He was one of those eager, nervous types, and he didn't look like a construction foreman, more like an executive. He was obviously out of his depth. Bobby Carter turned back to the injuries. Somehow she didn't think she was seeing mechanical trauma. It just didn't look right. No soil contamination of the wound site, and no crush injury component. Mechanical trauma of any sort, an auto injury, a factory accident, almost always had some component of crushing, but here there was none. Instead, the man's skin was shredded, ripped, across his shoulder, and again across his thigh. It really did look like a maul. On the other hand, most of the body was unmarked, which was unusual for an animal attack. She looked again at the head, the arms, the hands,